Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Aloha, ahi ahi, or I should say kakahiaka, which means, it's either ahi ahi means evening, good evening, or kakahiaka means morning. In any event, whatever you want to call it, here we are. And I'm just kind of had a feeling that I haven't done a show for a little while, and it's been a couple weeks, but it just felt like it was time to put something out there, and I felt like something was wanting to vent a little bit. And, so the title, Just Like Kilauea, maybe it's time to vent. And by the way, this is going on May 9th at 12 midnight, our time in Hawaii, 10 a.m. UTC over there. Wherever over there is, and you know, there's has been a lot going on. Yes, there's been a lot of things going on, and we're all going through this. The whole Kilauea event that's happening right now. There's no mistake that the word is event. You know, it's like event meaning to vent out. You know, to vent it. The lava has all drained out of Pu'u'o'o and Halemaumau for the time being, and it's like it's coming out in other places. And to me, it's very clear that with Kilauea, it's definitely a time that to me, it really represents represents something significant for the planet. And I've written about this a little bit before in a couple of KP blog posts, KP messages. And so I really do feel it's very connected, connected to what else is going on on the planet. And it's also connected to also, it seems like it's connected to personal things that are happening for a lot of people. To me, this whole Kilauea, we'll call it an eruption. It's really a venting. It's a cracking of the old foundation, of the old earth layers. And this happens all the time over here. Not necessarily every year, every month. It happens every, in this case, the last time it happened in the area where it is now was back in, I think, 1955. But, it does happen. And it's very significant that the old foundations, the old layer is being broken open. The old layer is being broken apart. It's not true for the entire island, but to me, it's a very significant event because it's happening at the same time as everything else is happening around the planet. I can guarantee you, and I tell you, I know I've read other people have been going through similar things, that all the old stuff, if we're trying to hold on to something, whatever it is, it's going to get broken open. The new energies are trying to break through. They're breaking through. They're going to break through. They're not only trying to break through, but they are breaking through, whether we like it or not. And for myself, to me, one thing to realize is that if I stay on the old foundation, staying on the old ain't going to work. And staying with the old foundation, whatever it is, it's not going to work. And it's kind of like, and then, of course, there will always be people who may try and pull us back to that old, you know, people or things or events that will try and pull us back. You know, politics is a great example. Talk about a great divider. Same with religions. You know, religions are, can be a great dividing force. You know, well, you've got to come to my religion because it's the best one and it's the only one that's real. Or you've got to believe that Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, or that Buddha is the ultimate being, blah, blah, blah. And it's an either or, either or, either or. And it's like, it's a divisive thing. It's completely divisive. Now, one thing that just comes to mind is that the new energies that are coming in are unifying. They are unifying. In other words, they are unifying all of us, seeing that we're all energy, we're all part of the light, we're all part of the cosmos. And we cannot stay where we used to be. So, you know, it's very clear that, you know, we have to be flexible and allow ourselves to either move out of old regions. Or, you know, if we choose to stay in a certain region, maybe we have to surf it in a different way. So anyway, I'm not going to draw too many analogies with that. But beneath this whole Kilauea thing, the whole venting, and you know, may be very necessary. You know, venting is can be important. And I must say I've vented myself from time to time. I have been vented against from time to time, or, you know, I've observed venting, and I have no problem with people venting, you know, or anything venting. You know, whatever needs to be done, whatever needs to be released, let it go, let it go. You know, some of the things that have happened to me recently about, you know, personally, you know, and this happened about a week ago. Pardon me while I adjust my headset here a little bit. There we go. It's starting to fall off. You know, the other thing, okay, and the other thing too is this that to me is very significant is that is really honoring and protecting one's individual energy space is very important. And so I just posted something, the last post I had before this one had to do with that. And it was really, you know, honoring the energy space is very important in my view. And because it was, you know, something happened to me, and I won't say exactly what it was, but it was something where it was like I was just being, I won't call it attacked, but I was just being, you know, it's like everything I was doing was wrong. And, you know, it's like this and that and this and that and this and that. And it's like, okay, fine. Whatever the deal is fine. But I can definitely understand people like David Wilcock and people who are out front in the public who, for at one period of time, may have opened themselves up to receive all sorts of comments and, you know, criticisms, evaluations, but a lot of them become very, and because there's this thing called trolling, people are out there trolling, a lot of it can be very disrupting to one's own energy space. Or you could call it one's own mission on this planet. I know that we each come here. I believe, for myself at least, I know that I came here with particular missions in mind. But one of the missions I think for myself is really to honor my own space and to honor the, in other words, instead of trying to please everybody, that's what I came in with. I came in with the the personality of, and I was, my personality developed to please people. I got good grades, you know, I was an only child. I was, got very good grades in school. I was praised for that. Of course, you're always praised for that. And this is a standard educational system, you know, where you get good grades and you're a good person. That's kind of the equivalent, you know, oh, you're a good person, you get good grades. Well, my life was eventually ended up being kind of messed up, and I eventually had to realize that getting good grades was not meaning that I was, did not mean that I was a wonderful, content human being, because I wasn't. And I turned to drinking. And that eventually got me to a point where I had a problem with it, an addiction to it, and it got me to the point where I was willing to look, with the help of a 12-step program, to willing to look at myself and to look at the things that weren't working and to realize that I was the problem. I was the problem. I mean, other people played a part in it, but I also realized that down the road that I came in with these things in order to develop this particular aspect. So it was probably something I've had in past lifetimes, that I had to be perfect, I had to please people, and not even defining what that meant. But that was kind of the deal. And whether it was a person, a professor, or a parent, a teacher, grandparent, they all came into it, and they all helped me develop that personality defect, we'll call it, that allowed me to get to a sick enough state that I was willing to change and to start releasing it. So this whole thing, a lot of the same thing is going on right now. A lot of people are being, so-called, we'll just play the different fences here, so-called conservative people. A lot of times they're not really being conservative. They're being very liberal in their use of their whatever they're doing, or they're saying, oh, we're for the Republic, we're for the Constitution, which is a bunch of BS, you know, and it's really a bunch of BS. They're for themselves. And a lot of these people now are retiring. And on the other, in the United States, the other side is Democrat. And so a lot of the Democrat side are anything but Democratic. There's definitely been evidence of a lot of election engineering, and election fraud and stuff like that. And those people who claim to be liberating, are the ones who are claiming to be liberal are anything but liberating. And so I've waked up to a lot of this stuff. I don't class myself, or I don't label myself as anything like that. I support those who are supporting, in essence, the planet, and from my viewpoint. And I support what's going on for the planet. So anyway, no more about that. But the thing about it is, everything is being exposed. It's all being exposed. It's all, essentially a great word for it, it's all breaking open. Just like Kilauea. What's happening with Kilauea is that the old ground is being broken up, and it's everything underneath is being exposed, but the new is coming out. You know, the new flow, the new energy flow, the new lava flow is coming through and forming a new foundation. So it's very clear to me that people are going to have to go through what they have to go through. The thing that was happening to me, you know, maybe a week or so ago, and then again today, whatever's happening, it doesn't matter what the other, the partner in contrast had to do with it. Doesn't matter who they were, what happened, but it was very clear to me that the time had come to, it's like with certain other things. Sometimes you just have to put a wall up or a block to block that. In other words, not to defend my energy space, but basically to honor it by saying, no, no more. That's not coming in. It's a big no. It's a wall of no. You know, a lot of times there's a yes, but you have to sometimes say no to the other things. You know, no to this. No to those who choose to dishonor and to dishonor my energy space and or dishonor my personality. My personality is not like everyone would like it to be, I'm sure. It's not a perfect personality. I have still a defect or character or two, here and there. But the bottom line is it's honoring my own space. And that's my responsibility. That's nobody else's responsibility. I see a great dichotomy right now. And I mentioned in that one post that I added a forward to it, an update to it, that I felt this really, the message, honoring the energy space, really aligns with what's currently happening on the planet in many countries. I think Russia's been an excellent example. They have essentially taken charge of their country, whether you like it or not, whether you like them or not, or how they're doing it, they've taken charge of their country. Now, you don't find any Russian, hardly any, very few Russian military bases in any other country. There's just one or two or three. And contrast that with the United States, which, of course, has been operating as a corporation and as part of, really, we'll have to call it the deep state, but they have military bases and troops in how many, most of the world, occupied by the U.S. military or occupied by the U.S. corporation, occupied by the U.S., by the deep state. And, of course, there's an occupation by the deep state all around the world. Now, remember that there are three parts of the deep state. There's the Vatican, which is the sort of the religious arm. There is the religious control arm. There is London, or there's England, which is the financial control arm or point. And there is Washington, D.C., the United States, which has become the military arm of the deep state. So this is big time when this is now being confronted and this is starting to be taken down. And what's happening right now, in my view, is that in the United States, is that the corporation, has not honored the space of other countries. We have dishonored. I mean, I'm saying we as me, but certainly the deep state, acting in with the name U.S., has dishonored other countries, has gone into other countries, taken them over, tried to create this great regime change, stuff like that. Everything's been involved. The people, the principles of sovereignty, freedom, Constitution of the United States has been ignored. And now, one step at a time, as much as people don't like to talk about it, some people, especially those who don't like Donald J. Trump, this is ending. This is now ending. It is ending. And you don't have to believe me. Okay, I'm just saying it because this is what I strongly see and what I view. But one step at a time. So whether you like it or not, the alliance, which includes Donald J. Trump, and a great military, it is including the military. It's a military. We essentially have a military government in the United States right now. That's the way it's been set up, and that is part of, as I understand it, that's part of the plan. But it's about taking the U.S. back. In other words, taking it and taking care of the United States as the United States, not as a conqueror or controller or fixer of this country, that country, that country, that country. That's coming back, and it's happening right now. So you don't have to believe any of that stuff. You can just ignore the whole thing. You can say all the stuff that's happening with Q, all the stuff that, you know, there's the Iran thing going on. Well, there's this thing going on. But, you know, North Korea has been brought back together, bringing it back together. Iran is next. You know, Q has pointed this out. Iran is next, and we're working on it now. You know, Syria has been mostly taken care of. And all these points where the U.S. as a corporation or as part of the deep state has been invading, all these countries where they are invading, we're getting out. So the energy space of the United States is actually being brought back to the United States. So this is not about a Republican or Democrat or independent. It's about the United States as a republic. So, yeah, there's a lot of things to go on with that, and I'm not going to be a political talker, and I know a lot of people aren't going to like it, you know, but I don't care. If you don't like it, that's fine. Just step aside, watch what happens, and do whatever you want to do. Make your judgments or scream and shout, whatever you want to say. But to me, the most important thing is that it's very clear to me that it is happening. And I post videos here and videos there, and a lot of times I don't like to write a whole lot about it. But I do find the Q posts very unveiling, and I find that they are, you know, a lot of the things, you know, they're backed up. There's a lot of people who are, again, investigating it, and they are mentioning that, you know, people are saying, oh, nothing's happening. Well, just today there was a Q post that I did post on the blog, you know, about all the people that are not seeking re-election. Quite a few. There's quite a few that have resigned. There's and the number of CEOs that have resigned, that they're getting out. They're being fired or they've resigned. There's a ton of them. So, you know, all the stuff that's going on, it's about removing those controllers, the controlling arms of the deep state. And essentially, it's the deep state that's been wanting the United States to go out and invade all these other places, take over the Ukraine, take over Syria, take over this place, that place. And there's been all this stuff going on behind the scenes. So I know it's a lot to take in, but in the end it always comes to reflects, you know, what is going on in the inner is also reflected in the outer, and I'm seeing this on a grand scale. It's a big scale that you know, what's going on within, you know, my honoring my own space and saying, okay, this is okay, but that's not okay. I say yes to this. I say no to that. And there's various ways to do that. You know, I do not allow comments on the blog. I blocked various people, quite a number of people on Facebook. And not recently, but in the past couple, 3 years. But also, you know, there's Twitter and there's all the other places. You can always do these things. But essentially what it means is that, you know, we're here for myself. I'm here to take care of my own space. And if people don't like it, that's okay. It doesn't really matter to me. You know, if you don't like it, anyone, just like I did, can either start a blog, get their own Facebook page, do something like that, or go to MeWe or Gab or something and start being who they are over there. There's all different ways one can do it these days. So, you know, to me, it's just kind of like, I'm not going to say I don't know why this is happening. I know why it's happening. You know, the cosmic energies are, you know, essentially, you know, it's like the CEs are, the cosmic energies are making this happen. And it's going to happen whether people change or not. And if you don't change, if you don't rise up, you know, if you don't rise up, you will be stuck. So You know, a lot of times it's like with the same thing with surfing a wave. I don't know, a few days ago when I was at Hapuna, there happened to be some waves, some actually decent waves. Maybe it was a couple weeks ago, but some small, seemingly small wave. But it was like I caught one wave, and it was just like I was right at the top, and I was like, oh, I just had to catch it. And but in order to catch the wave, when you're bodying surfing, you have to rise up onto it and onto the face of the wave, and then you all right. Okay, everybody, hopefully yeah, okay, I just sorry I had an internet break or something like that, but I will I'll mention that in the show. So with about we're about 26 minutes in, and anyway, but I just happened to be talking about a wave, riding a wave, and getting to the top of the wave, and then it's like the you know, in order to catch the wave, you have to be willing to rise up. You have to rise up with the wave. And if you really want to get the best ride, you want to start from the top of the wave and going down. And I happened to get one that was just like that. I mean, a lot of times I don't get it like that. But I it just was like one of those things. And it's one of those deals where, you know, it's the same thing with the energies. You know, you have to rise up and release what the, you know, it's the same thing. Release the old, release what you've been hanging on to. Maybe it's something that's just, you know, you didn't realize it until just a day or so, you know, it's like the current day, something to let go of. And if you, you know, for myself, I need it, you know, if I need to block something off, protect my space, to me, my energy space is very, very sacred. And I'm the one who needs to honor that space. And I won't call it protecting, but I will say honoring. Protecting is part of honoring that space. I do not talk with people who are extremely negative, who are constantly berating me, who are constantly chastising, say, what I do, or judging the things that I do. I said, I just don't deal with people like that. I just don't deal with it. They have their own things to work out. And I don't care if people don't like what I do. That's okay. You don't have to like anything that I do. And so it's very, very important. That's probably the main, you know, main message for today from me is to honor that energy space. And whatever you have to do, that doesn't mean you're going to harm anybody. You know, I don't like that. I will never get into arguments with people. It's not worth it. It is absolutely not worth it. And there's, you know, you can discuss things and all this. I'm not going to get into that either. That's secondary, very, very secondary, maybe even 30, tertiary. It's like way down the list. But are breaking out. Guaranteed with the cosmic energies that are coming in now, just as Kilauea had to release the old and is now venting into a new place, breaking the old foundations, venting into the new foundations, you know, venting through into new areas, new parts, new regions. You know, for myself, that's a great indicator that, yeah, we're here to do the same thing. And so, you know, my next steps are coming up pretty soon. I'll be going to Contact in the Desert. And I feel a very strong draw this year to go there. There's something big that's going to be happening there. I don't know what it is, but it's not just about on the external, it's about the internal. And it might not have anything to do with the conference. So, you know, again, here we are, and we're here to continue. Oh boy. Pardon me, I just sneezed. But we're here to continue this ride and enjoy the ride. So all I can say is this about it for tonight, and I'm going to end this thing and hope all are well. I will put a note up on when I post this that there's about a minute empty space in there. So we will talk later, and we will end the show again with Brother Iz, A Ala A, the celebration of inner sovereignty. Aloha.
The warriors born to live, what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty.